Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center. Let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege and the honor and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's get together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts open to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. Father, this we ask and covenant with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing one, we pray, shalom, amen. Well, if you open your Bibles, please go to Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. And we will continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. If you found Hebrews 11:6, I will read. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. As money is the currency for goods and services in this natural world we live in, faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. Let me repeat that. As money is the currency for goods and services in this natural world we live in, faith, everybody say faith. Faith is the currency in the kingdom of God. Faith activates all our covenant promises and puts them into operation on our behalf. It is so vital important for us that we need to understand how it works. People have asked the question, why make such a big deal regarding faith? Glad you asked. Please go to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Romans, chapter 1. And we will read verse number 17. Romans 1:17. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just or those that have been declared righteous shall live by faith. Anything that you called upon to live by certainly demonstrates its importance. If you are supposed to live by faith, how can you live by it effectively if you do not know even what it is? So you need to know how it works and what it does if you are to live by it. And what are the effects on your life if you don't live by faith as a Christian? The scripture says that the just shall live by faith. So faith is a way of life. Faith is a way of living. Amen. Let me repeat that. Faith is a way of life. Faith is a way of living. Amen. Now, there are different types of prayer that are available for our disposal. There is the prayer of praise and worship, the prayer of agreement, where two or more agree together. There is the prayer of binding and loosing, the prayer of intercession, and the prayer of faith or petition prayer. Mark 11:24 would be an example of what is called the prayer of faith. Petition prayer is the most commonly used prayer, which involves the individual asking the Father God to do something for them or to give them something. Let me repeat that. Petition prayer is the most commonly used prayer, which involves the individual asking the Father God to do something for them or to give them something. There are parameters and laws which govern its operation, and we do not operate according to the laws that govern it. It will not work. If you do not operate according to the laws that govern it, it will not work. It's just like a football game. If you try to play baseball by football rules, it will not work. Same way with the body of Christ. You have to know the parameters and the laws for the prayers to work. Now let's talk about how we can put our faith into operation through the prayer of faith or petition prayer. Please turn to Mark chapter 11. That's Mark 11, verse 24. Mark 11:24. And it says, and this is Jesus speaking, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, this statement is one of the most important statements in the Bible. It is a statement that could be the solution to any and every Christian challenge or problem that they may ever face in life as a Christian. This is the prayer of faith. This petition prayer and your faith is released through prayer. Amen. Did you notice who is speaking here? It is God Himself speaking. Amen. It is God Himself speaking. So we have to understand that. Now, in the verse, we know that God is speaking, the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the anointing of God, the second person of the Godhead, the Son of God, our Savior, our Lord, our Redeemer, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In everyday street talk, this is the man himself talking. Remember, faith brings the things you desire into your life. Notice what Jesus is saying in this verse. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things. Now, I've told you before that the Bible is your textbook, and you should be able to write notes in your textbooks. So underline the word things in this verse. Underline the word things. Whatever things, not whatever spiritual, but whatever things. Now, I was brought up in the CME denomination here in Kansas City, Kansas. We, my brothers and I, attended St. Peter's CME Church. We attended Sunday school services and church services. Although my parents were not regular in attendance, they seen to it that we attended. I found my experience enjoyable and gave me my first introduction into the things of Jesus, even though how limited and unscriptural. I learned all the religious traditions, Easter, Halloween, you know all what I'm talking about. But yet, it had the love of Christ within its walls because they had a love for God's children. You can say that I was brought up in the church, but the church was not in me. Sure, I had the usual religious traditions and rituals that went on in these denominations. I was always taught that Jesus didn't have anything, and I was not to desire anything of my own. I was not to have any desires for myself, but only the desires that God esteemed I should have. Now back to Matthew 11:24. Who is speaking? Jesus, that's correct. The Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So, I will be reading in Mark 11:24 from the King James Version, the Amplified Version, the New American Standard, and the New International, all comprised to form the Comparative Study Bible. Now, Mark 11:24 from the King James Version. And it says, therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Now, that same verse, Mark 11:24 from the Amplified Bible. And it says, for this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. Now, Mark 11:24 from the American Standard Bible. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and you shall be granted you. And finally, from the New International Bible, Mark 11:24, and it says, therefore I say to you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you receive it, and it shall be yours. Now, the interesting thing about all four of these versions or translations are that the desires are talking about your desires, not God's. Amen? Your desires and not God. Now, in the King James Version, the word ye, Y-E, in Mark 11:24, is an old English language for the word you. So you can say that verse in modern English as, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Amen. Let me repeat that. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. I want you to think with me for a moment now and notice whose desire is being considered here. It certainly isn't God's. Notice what it does not say. It does not say, whatever thing soever God desires for you. Did you get that? It did not say whatever thing soever God desires for you. But it does say what thing soever you desire. You are talking about the desires and the will of you and not of God. But we are talking about your desires and your will. Amen? It tells me that God wants me and us to have our desires. Again, we are not talking about the desires and the wills of God, but we are talking about your desires and your will. Amen. Since the Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, so let me give you two more to confirm the fact that God wants you to have your desires. Would you please go to the book of Psalm 37? The book of Psalm 37 and verse number 4. And it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This verse is referring to your desires, is it not? The desires of your heart. It is not talking about God's desires for you, but your desires. But we have a qualifier before we can receive the desires of our heart. And that is to delight ourselves also in the Lord. Amen. We have a two-part assignment. First, we should delight ourselves in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. But you might ask, how shall you have your desires, but he shall not give you your desires until after you have delighted yourself unto the Lord? Delight yourself in the Lord. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean to delight yourself in the Lord? You obviously cannot see God standing beside you. Physically, you cannot delight yourself in someone you cannot see or contact with your senses, but you do have God's presence in his word. So to delight yourself in the Lord simply means to delight yourself in his word. Amen. You can delight yourself by 2 Timothy 2:15, where it says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you have to study to show yourself approved to God. That is a delight unto the Lord. And then secondly, James 4:8, where it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So God wants you to get to know him. He wants to abide in you, settle down in you. You delight yourself in the Lord by personal study, prayer, and praise and worship for him. Amen. Remember, God and his word are one. Now, please turn to John 15. John 15, verse 7. Again, Jesus is speaking, and it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Let me repeat that again before we go any further. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and this shall be done for you. I told you I look at the Bible as an open book exam with all the answers within its covers. This verse tells you if you abide in me. So we have a qualifier in this verse. Underline the word if. Although it is a very small word, it is extremely important one because it lets us know that in order for you to receive the desires of your heart, you must abide in him and his words must abide in you. Amen. If you abide is a prerequisite for you getting the desires of your heart. Amen. If you abide is a prerequisite for you getting the desires of your heart. That word abide means to stay in a given place, state, relation, or expectancy, to endure, to dwell, to present, to remain. Jesus says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. That verse is not saying what God desires for you, but you will ask what you desire. Did you get that? That verse is not saying what God desires for you, but you will ask what you desire. Amen. This is part of the blessings. Don't forget your benefits, the blessings. God gave us the blessings in the beginning. Go to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And we will read verse 27 and 28. And it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Verse 28. The Lord blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Amen. I don't know about you, but that is the abundant life that was promised through us, through Jesus Christ. This is awesome. Now stay with me, class. Notice in John 15:7, it says, you will ask what you desire, and it just might, or maybe, or could be done for you. No, it didn't say that. Jesus says, it shall be done for you. Amen. But that's only if, remember that word if, you abide in me and plus my words abide in you. Then you will ask what you desire, not what God desires, but what you desire. Jesus says, it shall be done for you. So you do not have to say, if it be thy will. That's unscripture. He said, it shall be done. Abide is a very pregnant word and is full of many facets of revelation. It also means to live in, to settle down in, to take up residence in. What a powerful definition. Now think what the impact that means when you read it this way. Now listen, if you abide in, live in, settle down in, and take up residence in me, and my words abide in, live in, settle down in, and take up residence in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Amen. Isn't that powerful? Praise be to God. You can ask whatever you want as long as it's in line with the word of God, and it shall be done for you. Now, we understand to a certain degree why some of those things that you have desired have not come to pass. You are not living in, settling down, and taking up residence in his word. And his word has not and is not living in, settling in, and taking up residence in you. That means it will not be with you all the time. It has to be with you all the time. Every day, every hour, every minute, and every second, all the time. Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. So, God wants you to have your desires. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is not a liar, so it has to come to pass. Amen? Well, we're just about out of time, but I thank you for joining us for our radio broadcast. But let me take this time right now to invite you to join us every Sunday for our teleconferencing church services. You can join us by simply dialing our toll-free conference number at 605-303-4834, access code 997-020#. Our services start at 2 p.m. sharp. And please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.